And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Jesse Saran. He is a real estate with 2% Realty. He actually is the owner and the brokerage operator of the 2% Realty office here in Prince George. Jesse, thanks again for joining me today.
Absolutely.
So just before the break, we were discussing the relationship between client and real estate agent. And I'd kind of like you to walk us through that process. So you were saying really for buyers, because the market is moving product so quickly, houses are selling so quickly, that really we need to be in touch with a real estate agent to see what houses are actually available before they're actually sold. So walk us through the process of how you go about building relationships with your clients.
Absolutely. If you're a buyer and you're looking to work with a real estate agent, definitely, you know, call two if you like. I recommend call two. Everybody's different in the way they conduct their business.
So basically do a quick telephone interview?
You can do a telephone interview. Email and also websites are always good to look at. I mean, with today's market and the way everything is, I mean, internet is a big part of real estate. Interview them, see if you feel comfortable, let them know what you're looking for. The real rules have changed since June 15th with the real estate as well. So you either will be signing a representative as a client or an unrepresented customer. Oh. There's two ways of working with a real estate agent. I highly recommend you're going to choose the client relationship when you do choose a real estate agent. There are forms to fill out for that purpose. Once you fill out the forms, that will be consent for that real estate agent to work for you. Let them know what you're looking for. You know, don't hold anything back. That real estate agent really needs your information.
What questions do you ask people?
First of all, you definitely need to be approved. Go to the bank and get pre-approved. Don't max out your pre-approval. Number one, everybody's looking to buy the most they can. I highly recommend you stay back from maxing out that pre-approval. And family. If you have family, you got specific needs. If you're single, you have specific needs. So let the realtor know what you're looking for, and they'll do the best job possible. If you're not comfortable, you can always pick another real estate agent, but give them a fair chance.
What are the differences then between that representative form as a customer versus the representative form as a client?
Well, representative as a customer is your loyalty, confidentiality. The unrepresented, it doesn't offer you any of that. I don't see any real estate agent that would not be loyal and provide the confidentiality, but that's the risk you take by taking on a real estate agent. And you're unrepresented. So what they've basically done is they're trying to eliminate the dual agency issues that they've had in the bigger cities in the past. I don't see much of that ever happen in Prince George anyways, but everybody has to pay the penalty. Working with a one agent as a dual agency is something that you will not see. I think very rare if you do see it, and it is best to have your own real estate agent representing you as an agent or right. as a client. It's best for everybody.
So having the representative agreement as a client, that really does open up the full service that you offer as a brokerage.
It does, and it's every real estate agent will be the same in that way. But our brokerage definitely, once you sign a representative form, you're going to be working with that agent. It's the best way to go. Have an agent work for you. That's their professionals. We do that 24/7. So let them do the work.
I hope you get a break some of the time.
Yeah, we do. Christmas is good.
So I have been encountering an unusual number of people who are interested in buying investment properties. So if an investor is interested in buying their first rental property, what would you recommend and advise that they be focusing on?
Rental property is not for everybody. I'll tell you one thing about rental property. It's easy to purchase a rental property, but it's hard to keep a rental property as a business. If you're going to go into a rental property, you got to think of it as a business. So I would highly recommend, again, a real estate agent You need a real estate agent to find you the right property. You're also going to look at what kind of rental property are you interested in offering. You know, quality of rental properties will bring you the different quality of tenants. I highly recommend have a really nice, taken care of place, a place that you would live in if you needed to when you were going to school or studying or working. That way you're going to get that quality tenant that's going to take care of your property, and you have a good relationship and a good experience. But again, location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything.
Okay.
You know, one bedroom suites in good locations right now, one bedroom basement suites are going for $1,000. So yeah, location's key, but you know, vacancy rate's really low, rent's all time high. So great time to invest in rental property. And like I was just saying, we have, you know, lists of people that are looking for rental properties. So,
like tenants who are looking or investors?
Investors.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of them are from out of town. The locals don't realize what they're missing and investment opportunities that are here.
Yes.
So it's important to talk to a good real estate agent.
Right, yeah. Right. Try to get your name to the top of the list.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an agent out there.
So I assume there are different considerations for buying a newly constructed house versus buying an older property. So if I was considering buying an older home, what unique factors should I be looking at from your perspective?
Yeah, for an older home, there's definitely, you want to take care of the big items. Take a look at the foundation. Foundation is key. Furnace is key. Hot water tank and roof. I would say you take a look at those items immediately. Windows, doors would be next. But, you know, if you're going to be looking at a new house, there's a lot of extra costs on a new house as well. You buy a new house, you got to do the yards, the fence, the blinds, the appliances, and so on. So a new house might be similar to the price when you're looking at the initial price, but when you're finished, it'll probably be quite a bit more.
Of course, we have to have all the latest, newest, and greatest gadgets in our new homes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in the early to mid-90s, there was a general consensus in the investment world that aging demographics were going to cause the real estate market throughout North America to tank and to stay that way until the baby boomers had passed away. Now, that doesn't seem to be our experience. I'm not really seeing a lot of baby boomers leaving Prince George. Actually, I've heard quite a few baby boomers who are actually buying bigger, newer properties. What's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like everybody wanted to go to the Okanagan or go to Lower Mainland at one point. Like we were just talking, I think a lot of folks are realizing that Prince George is an absolutely beautiful place to be. With the amount of money that you can buy and live comfortably here compared to a bigger city, it might be, $1 million in savings. I think that's very appealing. And baby boomers are not going away. I think baby boomers are staying and they want to be independent and stay in their homes a little longer. I know last year I worked with a few seniors and then I sold their properties and they moved to certain senior homes and whatnot. But it seems like they're waiting longer and longer, yeah, which is a good thing. Independency is very important, so it's nice to see.
I have a relationship with some folks who the senior couple is selling their home, and their daughter is renovating the home, their own home, in order for mom and dad to move into the basement suite. And I've been hearing an awful lot of people in that age category. They don't necessarily enjoy being called senior citizens. They're just that elder population group that don't want to be farmed off into these institutions. They want to be home with family, but they want to be as independent as possible for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So there seems to be a bit of an interesting market that adult kids are buying houses that might look like rental properties because there's a full suite in the basement for dad and mom to move into when the time comes. And then they are all together in one home where they're able to look after their parents if the actual need arises, that mm-hmm. they need care. But they really do. We want to hang on to our independence as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So are you seeing people kind of looking for homes with that type of structure?
Absolutely. Exact scenario. It's amazing. And it's happening a lot. Yes.
Yeah. So that's like almost a whole different house structure. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why you're not seeing a lot of rentals actually like being for sale on the market, is they're being scooped up by people who want to be able to have a home for their aging parents.
Yes. Yeah. And that, as well as some of the folks that are moving into newer homes, they actually keep their previous home and as a rental property. Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. So that the market isn't shifting with a sale.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. So there's just new property being purchased.
Yes.
And the other one is being kept. The ownership's being kept in order to
absolutely
rent it out.
And with that rental income, that asset, your bank's going to lend you greater amount of money to build your next home. So it's a great way to build equity.
So maybe that goes back to the question I asked before the break about these new house constructions.
Mm-hmm.
Because
absolutely.
Maybe we are experiencing some population decline, but there's still new builds happening all over the place.
And more rentals.
Those things don't quite add up, do they?
Yeah, yeah. And that's some of the reason why, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, not everybody's selling to build a new one.
I interviewed the executive director of the Canadian Home Builders Association a couple of weeks ago, and she gave me such a lovely and eloquent, almost a story of her home. So she and her husband bought their home. They had their kids. They raised their kids in this home. They did some renovations, you know, as their kids became teenagers. Now their kids have grown and moved on, and they are renovating, another couple renovating their basement suite so that her parents can move into their basement. For families to stay together, you know, where we have too many dissected families in our communities. And I think this is such a lovely way that a home can open its arms up and wrap arms around family members through various seasons of life.
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems like the newer generation is kind of cool with grandparents, and the times have changed. Grandparents are kind of cool with the kids coming and telling their little stories and stuff. So we see it in every family. It's in every nationality. It's a really neat thing. Yeah, and also I see that students are staying with their parents longer and maybe in that suite.
So I find this very interesting that you, as a real estate agent, you then would not just be building relationship with two people. You might be building relationship with four people. If it's parents and their kids, or, you know, grandparents and the home buyers, there's so many various things that need to be taken into consideration so the right home is found for the entire family unit.
Absolutely. And in this business, experience is so important. And that's why I say, when, you know, having Kevin Anderson and Trevor Finch with 12 and 14 years experience is just more than what I have myself. I've been investing in property since I was 19, but I was not a real estate agent at the time. But experience, you learn so much in how you need to deal with folks and how to best take care of them.
Thank you so much for your time, Jesse. Thank you so much to my listeners for your time today, and we will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.